Okay. Simon Kotev. Simon Kotev deals with Harovet of Yavish to Yavish. Until now, we dealt with mostly, that's not true, we had Simon Kotev, but at least most of what we're dealing with is Lach Balach. What does Lach Balach mean? It means when things mush and their times combine into one piece. The time of Eagles into B, the time of Eagles into A. Yavish to Yavish means two things don't come out at all. They just get jumbled and you don't know which is which. It actually doesn't matter if it's Yavish or Lach. If you have four bottles of wine without labels and one is straight from green kosher and you jumble them, that's called the term of Yavish to Yavish in halachic language. Because I don't actually care what's wet and what's dry. I care whether things merge or things are jumbled. But each retains its own integrity. So that's Tarovus Yavish B'Yavish. What is the din of Tarovus Yavish B'Yavish? The Gemara says, Mifurus.
Oh.
That Tarovus Yavish B'Yavish is Batel, and even in one place says Biro. But here we have Machlokes Rishonim, in terms of Tarovus Yavish B'Yavish. The Beis Yosef quotes the Raivet and the Rambam both, and he thinks maybe Rashi also, although it's not so
far,
who say that the Gzeira of Shishim is across the board. The Gzeira of Shishim is across the board. So here we have Taroves Yavesh B'Yavesh. So the classic case is Min B'Mino. Why is the classic case of Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'Mino? Because in Yavesh B'Yavesh, each thing retains its integrity. You just don't know which is which. If they were different meaning, you'd probably know which is which. And the Shach is going to have a hard time figuring out weird, fantastic scenarios of Yavish Yavish and Mishaino Mino, but it's really unlikely. How do you have to throw Yavish Yavish of apples and oranges? You can see what's an apple, you can see what's an orange. But you have to throw Yavish Yavish of apples and apples. That's a very reasonable thing that can happen. All right, so that's the classic case of Yavish Yavish, the case that the Gemara really only ever talks about, is Yavish B'Yavish of the same kinds of things, just some are up to some are mutter. So what is the Shir Bithel? So here we have a Machlokes Rishonim, says the Ravid and the Ramban, this is all the Beis Yosef, and maybe Rashi, Shishim. It is Batel B'Shishim. And what's the reason? Because really Shishim only has to do with taste. Here it doesn't seem to be any taste. Each thing is separate. They're just jumbled and you don't know which is which. But the Rabbani, the general example of Shishim. However, if you remember once we said one of the steps of the Rambam, Shishim was not really about an estimate of taste. It's really just a shear the Rabbani invented for Bethel. So that makes sense to be across the board in those Shittas. However, most Rishonim say that's not true. Who's the Beis Yosef quote? The Rashba, the Ran, the Tosfos, the Sefer Truma, the Smag, this is the Tor. So here you have the Tosfos, and the Rishonim Ashkenaz, and Tosfos, the Smag, the Sefer HaTruma, did I say? I think he quotes Sefer HaTruma, the Rashba, the Ran, meaning we have Sfardim, we have Ashkenazim, the Torah, and there are others who say, Chad Betrei Batil. Not one and two, right? Bittel Berov. Right, here there's no, and why is there no Zera on this? Atu Nesina Tam B'Shishim, very simple. Because it really is not even similar to any case where there could be Nesina Tam. After all, this is Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish. Even if you confuse it with Min B'Mino Lach B'Lach, that wouldn't be Nesina Tam, it's the same. And even if you confused it with Min B'She'in B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish, that wouldn't be Nesina Tam, because it's Yavish B'Yavish. You have to confuse the two steps. Confuse Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino with Lach B'Lach Min B'She'in B'Mino. Nah, that's like Xera the Xera. We don't worry about that. And therefore, the Rabbanim weren't those there. Shishim, they left it on the Doraisa, and it is Batel Berov. How do we paskin? Let us look at the Mechaber. Yes?
I mean, they explain that the Hashash is that you just cook it, and then
that's why you're saying B'Mino. Over here, and if you cooked it, you still, if you cooked it, it would still be possible to roll to the right level. Right? And you know what I can do is zero. Okay, says the Mechaber, Chaticha She'en Rilus Kavi, right? Here we're talking only about a Dabar that's not Chashav. She'es Arva Ba'acheros Min B'Mino, that gets mixed with other things. Min, Ben, Mina, Yavish, B'Yavish. And what does Yavish, B'Yavish mean? Explains the Rabbah. The Haimim She'ein Nevlal. They're not mushed, and the Tom of one doesn't mush into the other. Each one stands separately, integrally. Elishin is Arev, they just got jumbled. Meaning this Arev doesn't mean mixed, is funny. Tzar doesn't mean mixed combined. This Arev means jumbled. The Einol Akira, you can't tell which is which. Chad Betrei Batel. One is Batel, and two, you have what sounds like Bittel Barov. Which is the din de oraisa. Agav, you have an interesting discussion, which actually can come up, although not usually, more in Pesach shaylos maybe sometimes. Oh, yeah, I guess it could come up, but anything industrial kashrus, this is something that comes up a lot, because a lot of things are made in towers in industrial kashrus. Sivkat and Gimel, the Shach brings them achloket. How about, where do you draw the line between Yavish and Lach Balach? What if you have a mixture of kemach, of flour, or other fine powder? Do you say, no, each piece of flour is separate, you just don't know which piece of flour is which, so it's Yavish be Yavish? Or do you say, no, you can't look at each piece of flour separately. I mean, you don't pick each piece of flour separately. It's all a mush. That's an interesting case, because like technically each piece of flour is not combined with any other piece of flour. You could separate all the pieces of flour and they would each retain their integrity. But, like, you can't really. Like, it's tiny pieces. What are you going to do with separate pieces of flour? So is flour and flour considered yomish yomish a lot? Here he brings the Amos locus. The bot says that it counts as, and again, why does this come up in industrial commerce? Because a lot... Flour comes up sometimes, but usually in industrial kashrus, if you work for the OU, you don't have kosher flour and trace flour. Right? Even there's a struggle, you don't usually have kosher flour and trace flour, especially since most industrial flour in there sells off from cookware, so it's hard for it to be traced. Where did this come up? This comes up often in industrial kashrus. You have tiny powders, like powder, very fine powders, that are used for everything, meaning in industrial kashrus, in factories, everything is fine powders, right? How do you buy anything? You want, to put oranges in your product in the factory. What do? You buy fine orange powder. No one uses real ingredients. They all use powder for a factory. So this comes up a lot. What if the kosher powder gets mixed with the trace powder? Is it the yavish b'yavish or a lach b'lach? Big enough to mean it. Yavish b'yavish b'chol b'rov and lach b'lach is b'chol b'shishim. To make tremendous enough to mean it. Industrial kashrus. So what does he quote from here? That the first opinion is the Bas who says that's called Lach Velach. And he quotes many Rishonim Acharonim like that. And then he says, but the Tosos and Yavamos, who sounds like it's called Yavish B'Yavish. Unless you cook it, if you cook it, it's Lach Velach. If you don't call it, it's Yavish B'Yavish. And the Rambam holds that way also, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. So here you have an interesting focus. What about Kemach? Right? So who says it's called Lach Velach? The Tosos in one place, and the Bach, and the Smag, and the Darkei Moshe, and the Rashba, and, basically Rov Poskim. Who says it's called Yavish the Yavish? The Rambam, and Tosos in Yevamos. Right, have we Poskim? We Paskin, that it's called Lach Balach, which is a big chumra. That means that if you're in a factory and you mix up the kosher powder and the trace powder, you need bits of b'shishim to make it mutter, not just bits of rove. We call powders Lach Balach. So if you really work for the OU, maybe if there's other stuff in the hukkah, you can start this time. But in the Iker Psach, and this is how most Achronim seem to assume, the Shabur seems to assume this in parallel context, is that tiny particles are called lach balach, because they're considered to be mushed, not just jumbled. Yaakov, did you have a question?
Yeah, it becomes lach balach once they lose its identity.
Yes, and here, like, they lose their identity because you can't really look at each piece of powder separately. We are machmir on this. Okay, here we have two interesting machlokos about how to measure this chad betrei batel. Number one, what are the two ways to interpret chad betrei batel? Right? Anyone here knows anything about mathematical series, right? It's interesting. Let's say I say, give me a series. The first is 1 to 2. The second is 2, 2. The third is 3, 2. The fourth is 4, 2. The fifth is 5, 2. And what are the two ways you could complete that series? You could say 1 to 2, followed by 2 to 3, followed by 3 to 4, followed by 4 to 5, followed by 5 to 6, etc., meaning majorities. Or you could say 1 to 2, followed by 2 to 4, followed by 3 to 6, followed by 4 to 8. Does Chazdik trait mean majority or does Chazdik trait mean double? Theoretically, Chazdik trait doesn't give it away, right? Now, so what do you think the rule is? Is the rule of Chazdik trait rov or is the rule double? What would you think, logically? What? Chazdik trait sounds like double, and it could just be the smallest example of rov. But rov is a concept that Achrei Rav Lahatos in Shas and learned from the Chumash, right? Achrei Rav Lahatos means 12 to 11 by Yonim, at least in one direction. Right? Normally, the rule of... There's no rule of double, like, explicitly mentioned in Shas, but rov is mentioned in Shas a lot. So I would think rov. On the other hand, this lending of Chazdik trait might cause me to have a little doubt, and that's the discussion of the first Pesach Tshuva. He quotes the Pre-Chadash says you just need rov more than, you know, 50%. But the Minchas Yaakov thinks you need double. Man, he thinks you double. There's no double in the Torah. And here's the Minchas Yaakov who comes a little double. He says, of course there's no double in the Torah. But there is a language of Chazdik trait, so it must be you draw fun and there goes your double. Okay, so this is the Pre-Chadash. And this is the, who did I quote? Minchas Yaakov. Even though he admits it's only Darabonic, Midoraisa, where is there a mucker for him double in the Torah? And then he goes on and he says the Prima Gadim, okay, it's a compromise, and the Chinuch Beit Yehud agrees with the Pre-Chadash. Chinuch Beit Yehud, okay, we haven't seen a lot of him. Lemaisa, all the Achronim, the vast majority of the Achronim say, We can't go with this deep in the Lashon of Chazdik trait that being overly nedaic in the Lashon of Minchas Yaakov. Really, it just means bit of a row. We wrote in the Torah, Achrei Rav Lahatos, Bezdin Kepatkin 12 to 11, or 13 to 10. No one ever said to me double in the Bezdin of Achrei Rav Lahatos. And Mehesh Teister, I want to make up a zero of double if you have no mucker for it. So we talk in row, meaning if you have five grape cucumbers and six kosher cucumbers, then that is mutter because it's mutter of a rove even though it's not double. Or if you have, you know, 806 trait cucumbers and 807 kosher cucumbers, mutter of a rove, it is all mutter. Okay, so we could have written rove instead of chazdik trait, le ha ma. I will just point out to you a chazara from Sifkat and Dalet of the Shach. The Shach, just a reminder what the Shach said. Sometimes you have a tarobas yavish v'yavish, like if I just jumble things without cooking them, and they're things that are bigger than tiny particles, right? I jumble bottles or cans or cucumbers or apples or hot dogs or slices of cheese without cooking them. That's a tarobas yavish v'yavish. Sometimes you have a pure tarobas las balas. I just melt things into each other and it all melts into one cauldron. Or a piece of ham falls in my chulent. I take the ham and throw it in the garden, so the top of the ham melts into my cholent. Sometimes you have a tarobus, which is both yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach, both the ban and the top at the same time. Like, for example, I cook five kosher pieces of meat and one trade piece of meat in my soup. The pieces of meat themselves are tarobus yavish b'yavish, and the top of them that went into the soup, and then through the soup back into themselves, is a tarobus lach b'lach. Let me just remind us of, in what way is lach b'lach more chumar than yavish b'yavish? And what we've blocked a lot from chumah than yavish b'yavish, you just learned this. Shishim. Here you need shishim. Here, min v'mino, which is the only common case, is bottle of room. Someone remind me in what way, what big chumah do you have in Torah with yavish b'yavish? That is not even shy to talk about in lach b'lach. Exactly. Or to generalize, right? And exactly. Everything is bottle. But a Zavar Chashuv ain't no Batel Klal. Right? So, if you're trying to compare what's more Meka, Lach B'Lach or Yavish B'Yavish, the answer is the same as Chashuv or not. If you're mixing cucumbers, Yavish B'Yavish is much more Meka. Six cucumbers are Batel to seven cucumbers. Even though it's only, not only a 1 to 60 ratio, it's only a 1 to 1.17 ratio. But if you're doing that double kashuv, yamish biyamish is much worse than lach b'lach. So if instead of cucumbers I have steaks, then one tray steak, steaks in the plastic, right? Not cooked at all, right? Then one tray steak mixed with 1,000 kosher steaks, they're all trays because that's what really is happening. As opposed to if they were all needed to chop them together, it would be bottle 1 to 6.
I think the argument lach b'lach is more machmir because things volume where judge judges by pieces.
Okay, whatever. Okay, I mean that comes both ways. Okay, but Yossi does bring up an interesting point here, which is the discussion of the Pitzkei Tshuva in the second half of the Tanna, based on the Yukim in the Shach in Sifkatan Vav. How do you measure rov? Do you measure rov by volume or by count? Do you measure rov by volume or by count? How do you measure rov? Interesting question, right? When it comes to Dayanim, in the Beis Din of Chof Gimel, we definitely measure by count, not by volume, right? It doesn't matter if one Dayan is twice as big as another Dayan, everyone gets one vote.
It's like a bizarre question.
By Dayanim, it's a bizarre question. I understand. I was trying to be entertaining. But by the pieces, you think it's a bizarre question, but the Achronim think it's a valid question. As many of the Achronim think it's an open question. You think the most obvious thing in the world that you go by numbers.
Like, maybe is the time of likelihood that you'll pick up a piece that's much higher than...
No. Okay. You are falling into a great trap here. I love the trap you're falling into, right? Don't you also? Okay. But before we let the towel fall into my trap, let's just point out the machlokes in this case choose the cut knowledge. What if you have a stira between the rove of number and the rove of volume? Like, for example, one thing is very clear in the Shach. At the very least, the Shach says, if two are katanim from the Isser, if two are smaller than one, it is still mutter. The question is, what did the Shach mean? So this is for sure the Shach meant, right? Certainly, Shitas HaShach and the Halacha L'maisa is if you have three pieces. You have a 4, a 3, and a 3. And two are kosher, one is trace. Obviously, you don't know if you knew which one, it wouldn't be a Tarotus. Right? You don't know which one. So that's clear, the Shach meant. Even if the two are smaller than the one, it doesn't matter. Rove is kosher. How do you know Rove is kosher? If you count pieces, Rove is kosher. And if you count volume, Rove is also kosher, because either 6 out of 10 is kosher or 7 out of 10 is kosher. What's controversial is that unclear if the Shach was matir. Here, certainly, let's say the Shach was matir. That's this case. Here it's unclear if the Shach meant it or not. We're not sure if the Shach meant to be matir this case or not. What if you have 3, 1, and 1? And you don't know which piece is kosher, which two pieces are kosher, which one is trade. Here's a little tricky. If you count by numbers, by what they call, rove minyan, is mutter. Two and three pieces, but how about rove binyan, meaning count versus volume? Rove binyan, not necessarily mutter. Rove binyan is not necessarily mutter. After all, we don't know. Maybe 4 is mutter, 1 is trace. Maybe 2 are mutter, 3 is trace. We know 2 pieces are mutter, but we all know that most of the volume is mutter. So can you say bittel rove in this case or not? Do you go by rove minyan and you say bittel rove? Or do you go by rove binyan and then you can't say bittel rove because you're not sure what the rove is?
Why are we not sure in this case?
Because we don't know which is kosher, which is trace, so we don't know. Maybe there's 3 trace, 2 kosher. Or maybe there's 4 trace and 1 kosher. Or maybe there's 4 trace and 1 kosher. Right? We're not sure who has the rove minyan. Yeah, you can always cheat and say, well, there's 2/3 odds that rove minyan is kosher. But, okay, maybe that doesn't count as a rove. A rove has some bumps. So this is the machlokes quoted in this Pesach Tshuva here. The Chinuch Beis Yehuda quoted a chacham who said, that that's mutter, because we go by Rov Minyan, and the Chinuch and Shiv himself says, not true. We go by Rov Minyan, and therefore, there are seven pieces. Six pieces are one, and one is seven. Then, even though only one of them is traced, it can't be lost of a row, because maybe the trace is a piece of seven, and it's bigger than all the portion ones put together. And then he goes into other things. So this is a big machlokas, whether you follow a minion or a rope minion. I don't know if it comes up all the time, but this is the shita of the Chacham Echad. And this is the shita of the Shot Chinuch Beis Yehuda. So here we're not sure about whether this counts as a rove or does not necessarily count as a rove. We're not sure if this case is mutter or usser. Right? Now, again, it's a weird case. This is not going to happen all the time. But you never know. And especially, let's take more subtle cases. You have six trace cucumbers and seven kosher cucumbers. Both the cucumbers are of varying size, so you know Rove Binyan is kosher. How do you know what Rove Binyan is? If it's just six versus seven, Rove Binyan is really the toss-up, right? Because each one is a slightly different size. So then you get a lot of cases where the king of Beis Yehuda was the matzmer in this case. And this really becomes sort of a suffix d'oraisa, because I think they're arguing d'oraisa with the fundamental definition of Rove. So, here, it is not so clear. I looked in the Badei Shulchan, and he did not quote the Achronim clearly, the later Achronim clearly one way or the other. The Tzalot thinks it's Pasha which way?
Minyan.
The Tzalot thinks it's Pasha to go by Rove Minyan. Okay, so the Tzalot has Achra.
The formulation of the, all the time, what's the shot in the thing? Is that you could say that I'm thinking from the majority. It's like, we're talking, it's like, this is a discrete variable question, not continuous variable, so Minyan doesn't matter. In the three pieces in front of you, you grab one. You don't, unless you say that the likelihood is proportional of grabbing is proportional to how big they are. But
okay, so come back to that in a second. Okay, but tell us saying two things. First thing, it sounds more like Minyan all over, but I don't know if that's such a good proof, because you could say, that's usually the difference. But I mean, Tal is really saying the smart.
So Kisha Ophel is just, for example, Zion, but it's not enough in that all of the Simmons. Ophel HaRishon and Yomer Zau Shel Hatzer. And the Mashmalt is that it's the taina of, I took from the majority.
Okay, I think that's going to tie into something else. Okay, so here the Tal is bringing up a big lumbus. What is the Tal of big lumbus here? What is the Tal of big lumbus? The Tzalot big lumbus is as follows. Let me review. Okay, maybe we've seen the famous from Chaim on this. There are two different din of rove in the Torah. There's one din of rove, which means you follow the likelihood. Follow the likelihood. If something is likely to be mutter, it's mutter. If it's likely to be usser, it is usser. So just for example, if if some lady I never met before in Bnei Brak pours me a cup of wine, I don't know, she's Jewish, is she Gaidish? I could say, more likely it's Jewish. Most people's name are Jewish, and I can drink the wine. But you go by the rove. If I checked an animal, and if I checked an animal, better idea, if I eat an apple, and I don't know if there are bugs in the apple or not. I think most apples don't have bugs. I go by the rove. It's likely it doesn't have bugs. That's called a zlina basaruba. We follow the majority possibility. Right? So what are the two dina basaruba patos? Achri rabin mahatos. Din A is called Azlina Vasa Ruba, meaning we follow the likelihood. Follow the likelihood. Follow the most common scenario. Then there's another type of Achra Gal Mahatos. Let me give you another example. Let us say I take an ounce of lard and accidentally pour it into a 100-ounce, cake batter, and I bake the cake. Take mutter or usser? Mutter. Why? Because the ounce of lard is bottled over rose, right? Okay, here it's also shisha and pod. And it's now, what are the odds of eating lard if I have a slice of cake? 100%. There's lard in it. It got mixed up. There's lard in every bite. So why is it mutter? Is it mutter because the odds are not eating lard? No, the odds are having lard. Why is it mutter? Because the chesda takes on the identity of the majority. Nothing to do with odds. There are no odds here. I mix the cake batter as a mixer. The odds are there's exactly 1% lard in every bite. But the chesda takes on the identity of the majority. That is what is called Bittel Barov, a mixture takes the identity of the majority. These are two different dinim which really seem probably have nothing to do with each other. The case of the cake batter, there's no issue of likelihood. It's 100% likely that there's lard in every bite. But the chesda is defined by the majority. In the case of say there's a cow, I didn't check the lungs. I don't know if it's kosher or not. The answer is kosher because most cows are kosher. There's no mixture of chesed here. There's only one cow. But it's likely that it was kosher, and v'chuli, right? We say a kitana can do yibon because it's likely that she's not an islandess in all the other cases in the Gemara. Okay. This is not the place now, but Rav Chaim asked the question. How do we learn two things from one after Rav Mahatos? And the answer is, okay, with the whole fancy lungs, that in the sense of the in order for the tzak of bed to be toface, you need two things. It needs to be issued by the Beis Din as a whole, and it needs to be true. And it needs to be correct. It needs to be accurate. Okay, how do we know it's issued by the Beis Din as a whole? Only most of the judges said it. Because the chesed of the Beis Din is defined by the majority and the whole Beis Din said it. And there are many writings in the Sefer Sanhedrin that even the Dayan didn't say it, ends up saying the Pesach. So that's what makes it issued by a Beis Din, is because the mixture of the Beis Din takes on the identity of the majority. But what makes it an accurate Pesach? This is more likely the majority were right and minority made a mistake than that the minority was right and the majority made a mistake. So it's more likely the majority were correct. And therefore, we follow the likelihood. Okay, that's Rav Chaim. You can like Rav Chaim, you're not like Rav Chaim. That's not our problem now. But it's clear there are two different types of rov. The question is, what is tarovis yavish b'yavish? And Bitsalo was assuming A or B. Bitsalo was assuming A. Right, but Salo was assuming a, right, Taroves Yavish the Yavish. There are two ways of looking at it. Says the Talel. Is that his Bubba Talel?
Yes.
Okay, great. Says the Talel, and this is most mafurish in the Tosus written by Basra of Bethlehem and Aleph. Has nothing with anything about Rashi or Rashi or Alas. It's a whole tangent. But it's most beforeished in the Tosfos, and it's often attributed to the Rashba, although I'm personally not convinced. This is the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid is not in the classic Makoros, but in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis is clear about this, and this is also attributed for reasons we'll see in a moment. To the Rashba, says that it is din A, meaning each time I take a piece, the odds are that it's kosher, right?
Yeah.
And then if kosher, we should follow Rove Minyan, says Bitalo. Bitalo was assuming like A, and then it was the most, he said, this most ludicrous question, or Rove Minyan. Clearly Rove Minyan. Right, I agree with Tzal wholeheartedly. If you start from the assumption of Tzad A in the Lumbdas, then you're retarded if you think that you should go by Rove Minyan. Right? Now, do you think the Chinuch Beis Yehuda is retarded, or do you think
I don't know, it stems with all the, I learned the whole thing with A, so I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, when you come from someplace, you see it everywhere. I mean, that's an option. But the truth is you're wrong. Okay, then if Pashut, you would go by Rove Minyan. Right, that's Pashut. If you're, what are the odds? The odds of it are Rove Minyan. Every time I take a piece, the odds are 2/3 that it's kosher. Right? And that just depends on Minyan. Doesn't depend on Binyan, meaning, let's just say this in other words, each piece is probably kosher, right? Probably is Bin A. You go by what's probable. And that's what the Tzaddik says. Ah, what about, is there another way of looking at it? Yes, there is another way of looking at it. Anyone know who famously said the other way of looking at it? The Rush. The Rush that was quoted in the Shilsit in the Poskim here. The Rush is very explicit about this. The Rush says very explicitly. I don't mean he's the only one. That's good enough for now. The Rush is very explicitly. He says, you know what, Tarot Zio is the other thing that's hollow? It doesn't mean each piece is probably mutter. It means they're all definitely mutter, because we consider them to be one chesa, a mixture. Ah, they're not really mixed. The Kiddush is, since they're jumbled, that counts as being mixed, and it counts as one chef that it takes the identity of the majority. Nefach HaKolio Teter is the Lashon of the Rush. You admit, that's Sadi. Nefach HaKolio Teter. I hope. Maybe not. Okay. Anyway, says the Rush, no. It's considered one mixture, and that's the Chiddush. Why is it considered one mixture? After all, they're not mushed into each other. No molecules of any one of them went into the other one. Nonetheless, because it's jumbled in our minds, because we don't know which is which, that defines it conceptually as one mixture, and the whole mixture becomes kosher, as the Rush says, netach ha'iser liyos. Heter. What is a way of summarizing the Rush? The Rush thinks bittul yavish b'yavish is like bittul lach b'lach. Everyone agrees in lach b'lach, and I largely hate that, or nefach ha'kolio heter. That's pashut. So he thinks, when it comes to yavish b'yavish, also nefach ha'kolio heter. I know that's more of a chiddush, because they're not mavish mushed. But, and let me just put this in parentheses, meaning, bittul yavish b'yavish is like bittul lach bilach. That is the Rush's perspective. Yes. So the Rush knew you would say that, because in the very next line in that Rush, Terek Zion and Lamed Zion in Chulin, he says, and it's all nefach yotetra, but nonetheless, if you add more iser, it's chozer v'neir. And he makes a very, very subtle distinction there. What does the distinction need to be? It's never chozer heter, as long as you don't make a new hetharos. But if you would make a new hetharos by adding new ingredients, then you have to cheshbon it from scratch. So, clearly the Rush knew you would think that. Okay, maybe it would be conceptually simpler if you didn't go on and say that. But he makes a subtle distinction. It's never chozer heter, unless you recalibrate the whole tarovus. And I think what he's saying is if you add more iser, that's a new hisarvus. And that new hisarvus gets a new din, and then can take into account the old hisarvus as well. Okay, what is B? Now, according to the Rush, when you go by Rove Minyan or Rove Binyan, then you could see going by Rove Binyan, right? If it's a matter of that it's one chesed, the chesed is on the end of the majority, then you could say majority is defined by value, by Rove Binyan. Or maybe you could say it's defined by number by Rove Minyan.
Ask the Kasha why we ask the Kasha like why we're closer that you'll cook them in between Amino and these Mahal the same as in like Shadi Fest. And like the Shadi Fest the case of he's the side of Mina Rabba Allah. So and there he says, oh, because Minoruckle, because it's all their like Mu'uruk in that case already, so then you're no longer Kodesh by descent to Mitare with the Sheino Mino, where it's here, because it's only going by itself.
Ah, because in the end, the Shach is Kodesh a little for A, as we'll see.
Haven't popped him yet. Right?
Now, what's the obvious nafkamina between A and B? At least seemingly obvious nafkamina between A and B. The very famous machlokas, Rashba and Rush.
Can you eat them
all? Let's make this more pointy. Can you eat them all at once? Say you have three haros of three pieces of meat. Right? Can you, I don't know, take a slice of each of them, make a sandwich, and eat them all at once? According to the Rush, Avadi can eat them all at once. It all turns into Hector, just like the cake batter. According to the Rashba, Chashishol, you can eat them all at once. As a matter of fact, the Tosas written so far today, if you eat them all, even not at once, you're Chayes Chatas. Since it's your door rights to eat them all. Certainly to eat them all at once. Right? So can you eat them all at once or not? According to the Rashba, or the Saad attributes to the Rashba, Avada not, you can't eat them all at once. According to the Rush, you can eat them all at once. And that's exactly the Rush's nafkamina. That is the halachic topic the Rush is discussing. Can you eat them all at once or not? The Rush says, Avada you can. They're all nefach leos hetter. And the Rashba says, no, you certainly cannot, because if you eat them all at once, you're definitely eating yitzer. Right? That is the machloket. That's the main nafkamina.
Even according to the Rashba, everybody agrees this is called bittul. The question is,
no!
Is the not called, it's not called bittul?
So again, I said attributed, so I'm going to make the Rashba a little more complicated. But let's say it's so straight. You can say it's not called bittul. Meaning, he might admit some people might have called it bittul carelessly.
Uh-huh. But it shouldn't be called bittul, correct? That's the question. Should it be called bittul or should it not? It should not be called bittul. We never call playing the odds and following statistical likelihood bittul. Exactly. Is it a bittul or is it not a bittul? Now again, if someone once called it bittul, I'm not sure the world would end one way or the other, because you could say it was solo bedavka. But should it be called bittul? That's exactly the question. Here, it's a real bittul. Here, it's not.
We have
Harachra in a moment. Give me a second. Okay. Now, now we have to get into this, the famous question, which is, yes?
Isn't
Dafka Yavish the other stuff? Dafka Yavish, but there's no room for something. Obviously it's Dindy. What? Let's say you cook like three kosher pieces of meat and one tray piece of meat in a soup. Then as far as the ta'am that pervades everything, that's lak v'lak, it's sure din B. As far as eating the pieces themselves, that's a chakira, whether it's din A or din B. So as far as eating the broth, that's about the din B. The broth all turns heter, even the ta'am heter shabot. As far as eating one of the pieces, so that's not locus. Maybe all the pieces turn mutter, like the Rush, or maybe none of them. All the pieces didn't turn mutter. But the odds are that each piece is mutter. So let's just review the four shitas. Let's review the four shitas. Batalo, do you want me to take? Oh, okay. Not terribly. You know, you can use your fingers to like, closer or further.
Don't worry.
I tried my Gemara, but it didn't work.
See, you obviously don't have an advanced Gemara.
I heard the new ones will have that functionality.
I can crop it, actually.
That's true. Okay. Let us then ask, this is the most famous Yeshiva Shah Lumdish question in probably, you know, this whole volume of Torah Shulchan Aruch. Is this the very geshmak long description, right?
But that's the least on.
No, it didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remind me that this has come, because then I'm going to think about how much time we have left and how much more we have to learn. I hope you guys are prepared to work during today's lunch. Anyway. Here's the basic question. Can I eat them all at once? Can I eat them all at once?
Right? Achilas kol hachatichos. So said the Rosh, Abaza I can. And that's also quoted by the Smile Tank. You don't need to list everyone of the Jews. This is the famous Shita of the Rosh. Says the Rosh, Mutar lecho kulan biyachas. I can eat them all together. I can eat them all together. I can mash, take a slice and eat them all in one sandwich. I can stick them all in my mouth and swallow them at once. Right? Because it's nefas leheter. What is the Svara? Nefas leheter. What we call Derech B. However, the Rashba is famously quoted as saying, I cannot eat them all at once. So if I eat them all at once, I'm definitely eating Isser. So, says the Rashba, no, Asur Lechol Kulam Biyachad. I can't eat them all at once. Or, more practical application, because what are the odds if I have like 6 pieces of meat and I'm going to eat them all at once? But what's the more practical application? What else is tantamount to eating them all at once? No. What's tantamount to eating them all at once? I would say that's close, but not equivalent. I think tantamount is equivalent. What if I cook them all in the same pot and then eat one of them? I've now eaten them all at once. I've eaten the tam of all of them at once, right? Right? Oh, levashel kulam biyachad v'le'echol v'le'echol mehatavshel, right? If I cook them all together and then eat it, and if I cook them all together, even if I only eat a potato from the soup, I'm eating them all at once. So I'm eating the tam of all of them at once, right? Whenever you cook things together, you're now eating all of them at once, because the tam is in all the pieces. Assuming that each is more than a 60th of the soup. Is that not Tasha?
This all came up with
dipping
the spoon in,
didn't it? Yes, not exactly. This came up by the question of association last year and kashering if it was one tray spoon. Yes, that's the Rashba. But, says the Rashba, Alomotar lecho kulam bazeh acharzeh. I can eat them all one after the other. I definitely eating it, sir? I can't eat them all at once, so I'm definitely eating Isser. If I eat them all together, aren't I also definitely eating Isser? So he says, well, not necessarily, because who says that I have to, this is all a big halachic question. This is like the classic Shnei Shvilim kind of question, or Takhi Sasra kind of question. Halachically, do I have to analyze everything I do in one halachic shayla, or can I make a separate halachic shayla for each meal? So it could be, it's a brush, there's no problem eating them all not at once. I can eat one for breakfast, one for lunch, one for dinner. In the end, I definitely ate trace. Doesn't matter. There is no special lot of questions in the end. Breakfast is one shayla, and breakfast is probably mutter. Lunch is the second shayla, and lunch is probably mutter. And dinner is the third shayla, and dinner is probably mutter. And don't say, what about putting it all together? Who said, well, we have to put it all together, right? Again, what does this remind us of? It's Shnei Shvilim questions maybe we don't have every day. But this reminds us of the classic question, right? Can I daven mincha after chag today and maariv before shkia tomorrow? Right? Or am I contradicting myself? Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the answer is, some people are mikvah on that. I don't have to always be consistent. As long as each time when I'm doing his mutter, I don't have to put it all together. However, if you want to be a little more machmir than the Rashba, what would you say? This is what the Tosfos Rishon says. We've not quoted in the Tosfos Rishon says chakas for doing this. But it's quoting the Smag. What is the Smag? I will add. And the Rid says the Smag. He says no. Who says you're allowed to separate breakfast from lunch from dinner halachically? Who says you can say breakfast? I'm only worried about breakfast. Lunch, I'm only worried about lunch. Dinner, I'm only worried about dinner. Not true. Maybe you have to worry about your whole being. And therefore, says the Smad, you're not allowed to eat them all. Asur le'adam echad lechol kulam afilu v'zeh zeh. One person can't eat them all, because if one person eats them all, he's definitely eating treats. And even if he's one for breakfast, and the second for lunch, and the third for dinner, he's definitely eating trace. The Rid even says you're chayav a chatas for that. Mark doesn't say whether you're chayav d'oraisa or not,
But it could very well, it's certainly possible. Yes?
I was wondering, for the Rasha, what the definition of Zachar is that literally,
That's an excellent question. What's the definition of Zachar, Zach? As long as it's different swallows, is that good enough? Does it have to be not within Tanei Achilas props? Does it have to be after benching, and a new... So, my intuition is that... Is that correct? Is it parallel, similar in some ways? That's a great question. What's the definition of Zephyr is after the Rashba? I don't know that he says. Is different bites good enough? Yes, the way to Kedei Achilas props, because whatever the Kedei Achilas props is considered one Achila. I'm not sure. I think it's either just you swallow and then you can have the next one, or wait for the Achilas Pras. I doubt you have to wait for benching and a new, word to flush and a new shahakal for me or whatever. But I'm not sure. It's a good question.
It's not so much just throw one away.
Give me a second. Who said throw one away? By the way, you don't have to throw one away. You just have to throw one away from Jewish consumption, meaning you don't have to throw it in the garbage. You can feed it to a dog or feed it to a dog, right? But who said that? This is the famous shita of the Maharam, or at least practice of the Maharam. Maharam meaning the Rambam in Wittenberg. Right here it's very based on Rashi. Although Rashi might have only been talking about the story of Hana'ah.
Is
the Maharam
called the Parish?
What?
How is it called the Parish then?
Because in called the Parish, you're not eating them all, you're only eating one.
We said the one I throw away, that was supposed to be kind of came from the road, and therefore that's the kosher one.
The simple answer is because kol deparish probably just doesn't apply when you're taking from a known tarosis of purpose to throw one, but taking one aside. That's not kol deparish. But we'll get to that in a bit of time. Says the Maharam, he's super machmir. Here they weren't sure why. A lot of people say kol nadar shar dur is just a chumrah to his personal tzidkus. He says, tzarech lehashlich echad, lehachilo legoy o lekelev. Right? I mean, assuming it's mutarana. Meaning, not only can't you eat them all, Jews can't eat them all. Here it's a little tricky. Why can't Jews eat them all? What are you going to say? Can we mutashat a Jew ate trays? Every Jew is doing cheshbon. Seems to be going very far. What's the problem if I eat one and you eat one and you eat one? I clearly have my own shiloh, you have your own shiloh, you have your own shiloh. Right? There's only mudashah, one of us. We don't have a joint cheshbon in Shemayim as to whether we did in Aveira or not. Clearly each of us is a totally separate halachic being. So here they suggest that the Maamar Rittenberg was just a chumra bi'alma because of his tzidkus. Because he thought that he held the smag, that he couldn't eat them all, so he should give one to someone else. But he thought it wasn't proper to give one to someone else, and he even was giving a Jew trace. Because it's straight for me, so I'm giving it to you, and therefore he thought about it. Is it proper? So okay, maybe this is just a chumrah. That you can't even have a Jew eat them all. Because then it at least looks a little like some Jews eating trace. This is the big chumrah of the Maharam. Okay, now, let me just point out, in the Lumbus, before we pass in, what seems to be the Lumbus, and this is the standard thing that I think they say in many yeshivas, even though I think it's wrong, is that what's the Lumbus? All the yeshivas hold that, no. All the yeshivas hold, lo nepach leheter, ela kol chaticha, v'chaticha, omrim alav, shehu mutter al pi, rov. Or let's just say that it's kol chaticha v'ticha, the odds are that it's mutter. Right, which is what we call Derek A. It was his double charge hector. No, there's still an answer there. Just. I know this sounds funny to us in our sort of modern day kashrus, etc. But we know the halacha is, even if there's really an issue here, if the odds are 51% that majority is mutter, then you're allowed to eat it. So here, the odds are, if it's 2-1, 67% that what you're eating is mutter, so you can eat it. Just don't eat all of it, because then you'll be in trouble. Okay, now let's see how we paskin, and then we'll get a little, we'll delve into the lumbus a little further. Let's continue the machaber. One person can eat the meat separately. You can't eat all three of them together. Then some people say one person can eat them even consecutively. So the machaber paskins like the Rashba, and the yesh omrim in the machaber is like the sman. Okay, yesh omrim, one person shouldn't eat them all. But the main day in the machaber, the sun day in the machaber, that you shouldn't eat them all together, which means you can't cook them together. But then you're eating all their taste together. But you can eat them all, you can't eat them all concurrently, but you can eat them all consecutively. Says the Ramah, the halacha l'chatzila is like the, what do you mean l'chatzila? L'chatzila, don't mix kosher things in the first place. L'chatzila means shalo b'shachadcha. That's what you say, l'chatzila. Meaning, he means if it got mixed into the evidence, then it's not a shasadcha. So this is the Ramah in the normal case. Ramah, right? L'chatzila, meaning shalo b'makom hefsed merubah. That's what he means by l'chatzila. Right? By l'chatzila means that there's not a hefsed merubah. Let's continue. The yesh machmir l'hashlo kachol lishon negoy. Some people are machmir to throw one out, meaning food giving to dog or give to a guy. The eino elo chumra bi'alma. That's only a chumra bi'alma. Okay, here it's a little unclear. What does the Rambam mean? Yesh machmir and it's only chumra bi'alma. Does that mean you should do it? Or that means that, no, some people do it, but no one else is. It's not recommended for everyone to do it. Here, Rambam is not 100% clear. But it sounds here, when he says, Eino Elochum Rabbi Alma, it sounds like saying, yeah, this is like the Mahatrin. Like the Torah should be Machmir as a Chum Rabbi Alma like the Maharam. Generally, when we say Chum Rabbi Alma, that means if there's some other Tzad L'Hotel, don't do the Chum Rabbi Alma. Only if there's no other Tzad L'Hotel, meaning if, like, you weren't sure it was traced in the first place necessarily, it's something which is just a chashash trace, or there's some other Tzad V'Yekel. But if there's no other Tzad V'Yekel, you might have three stakes. One is total trace, and two are totally kosher, and you mix them together. That's our Chum Rabbi Alma, what we call like Mahadrin, is to give one to a guy or throw it out. Machmer like the Maharami Rittenberg, which may just be that if you deny, maybe just a chumrah. It's not proper to say, I can't do all three, so then I'll be eating trace. So I'll eat two. That makes it look like the third one is trace, and then if I feed it to Elon, it looks like I'm feeding Elon trace, and that doesn't look proper. And therefore, this is what the Ramah says as a chumrah. Right? And it seems we recommend it chumrah. Like the Maharami Rittenberg, it's really... It's a Shiva's Yachid. A lot of things, it's interesting that the Maharami Rittenberg, a lot of things are based on like his practice, and we're not sure if he really held that or it's just his like personal, tzitzis. We saw that by waiting after cheese. Right? So let's continue. I'm going to skip a little Ramah now. I'm going to skip to Se'if B. I'm going to skip to Se'if B. Yavish b'yavish and b'chad b'chad b'trei. This is an application of the Mechaber. Yavish b'yavish, that was buckle in a row, 2-1 or any majority. And bishlam kum ge'echad, if you cook them all together, that's what I just said this tantamount. Afilu lecho kol echad ne asmo, aser. I can't even eat just one individually. Why? Because each one I eat, I'm eating all of them together. Because the taste of all of them is together. It ain't shum shishim, unless there is shishim. Unless each piece was less than a 60th. Nisha Rotem knows it's not. Why? Because the rotem, the broth of what I was cooking, got the tam of the trace. The nivul chatichos, and the tam of the trace got into all the chatichos. So let's say there are 10 pieces. There are 10 1-ounce pieces and 30 ounces of rotem. 50. Okay, so the tam of all those 10 went into the rotem, made the rotem taste like it, and went into all the pieces. So each piece has the tam of all 10 pieces. So I can't eat anything without eating them all together. But, it was 10 pieces, plus another 51 of rotev, Yeah, the time of each piece, right? It was both of a shisha, there's no problem. And therefore, he adds a rosa lavashla yachid into the shishim. What if I want to put them all together? But I know it's 60. Mutter, this is a shaka the ra'ah, this is einfal, really, the ra'ah. Mutter, how do you say einfal in English?
Einfal.
Hamta'a in Hebrew. A clever idea. A clever idea of the ra'ah. Mutter laharbas lay this year, shisha lavashla de imam shabbat lisser. What if a great question. What if I have a mixture of one isser, one heter and 20 isser? No, one isser and 20 heter. One isser and 20 heter, but when I cook them, the is, you know, there won't be a bit of a shisha. It'll be a problem, according to the machaber. What do I do? Just add a lot of other pieces of water or vegetables or something else. Ah, I'll be mevatel isser v'chilu. No, I'm not, because it's mutter until I cook it. So I'm only being mevatel something that's already mevatel. I'm not being mevatel isser v'chilu. I'm just preventing the bittul from being reversed by Chachila. And therefore, it is, and regardless of whether it's really bittul or not, meaning it's already mutter, that's not called bittul, so Chachila doesn't have to go to Eitza if this would happen. As the Ramah, the Yesh Omen should know that Harom is coming to Shadash Biyachad. Some people say if you know that Harom is before you cook them together, Hakol Shari, the Ein Chodim is Sermi Ash Bakul Yabesh, because it doesn't come back in the ulcer, so it was already buckled in Yomish. That is the Rashi. And if the Zahef said, you can be Mako. Says the Ramah. It's interesting. The Machaber is one Pesach, the Ramah is three Pesachim. The Makom Hef said, usually we assume Hef said is like a Hef said Maruba. It doesn't mean you're losing $10. It means you're losing something. And you're always losing something, right? So everything's worth money. It means you're losing significant amounts of money. Said Ramah, and welcome. Hef said we can make a like the rush that it was buckle and nefak the heter. But he has one condition: you want to be make a like nefak the heter, you can't be make a like nefak the heter. Remember, we saw this a few times. Is the harovet kal when it physically happens when you know about it? When it's kanan kal, when it's bittol kal, etc. Said you want to be make a like nefak the heter only if you knew the harovet before you cooked them all together. Only if you know the harovet before you combine them. And the truth is, the Ramah is an anime condition. The Rosh himself, if you look inside, adds that condition. Im noda hatarovet kodem, or lifnei. She'irev kulam diyachad. If you knew the tarovet before you mushed them all together, either you could put them all in a meat grinder and mush them, or you could just cook them together, which mushes their taste. As long as you have the idea that tarovet is nefas leheter, once it's nefas leheter, who cares if you cooked it together, it was already nefas leheter. That's the rush. So the Ramah is a funny son. As a chumrah, the mahadrin, really, don't eat all of them. Don't even, between you and the other Jews, eat all of them. Feed one to a goyim. As an ikar psah, regular lechachila, normal psah, don't eat all of them, but you can give one of them to another Jew. And he never passed like the machaber. And Malko Hesh said, if you're really stuck and it already happened, then as long as you had the yediyas atarobes, you can say it's nefas leheter and make it like the machaber.
Just in terms of learning how to, you know, learn and read the Ramah, I'm just trying to understand how Rebbe, like, pitched me that the recommended chumrah, the line before said, this is how we know it.
That is a good question. It's a good question, and I'm a little misuppet. That could be I'm being too firm. I know a lot of our friends seem that way. It could be they're also being too firm. But I think what Ramah means is, l'chatchila means what all Jews are required, all Ashkenazi Jews are required to follow. Chumrah b'Alma means what's a practice of the Mahadran. So that's why, means, what?
It's on the
Chumrah the Alma.
It's not even, you know, El Chumrah. The Alma.
Right.
Like, just.
Yeah, it's a little funny. The, you know, clearly some of the Achronim, like for example, with Yoli Marsha, you know what Yoli Marsha says? It's only Chumrah the Alma, but it's our Basha Gimel Yomro Lelicha. If it was the case that it's really only Usher, because of a Chumrah anyway, like meat that was sold for 3 days, ain't Sarf Lahashla. Then you don't have to throw one out. Meaning, the implication is, if it was really trace, you'd have to throw one out. He interprets Chumrah b'Alma as Sarf. Okay, he's pretty consistent all over your day of doing that. But a lot of our friends interpret Chumrah b'Alma as Sarf. Ah, there's that l'chachila. So I think there's a bit between what you say someone has to do and what you say is a hitter. So everyone has to decide what they want to do. I know in some parts of the Welt nowadays, they take Chomer V'Alma very seriously. They say, after all, in Chomer V'Alma, a Macher Tovah Lo Bracha, the Chomer Macher Tovah Lo Bracha, and they start inventing phrases. I mean, they invented a defined phrase like, would you want to be Motzi Atzmecha Mikval Bracha? Right? So it really becomes, anyone wants to get a Klal, but that's clearly not what Rama meant. They're a Mahajran, and here's what's required. The Rama's assuming that, nowadays, in these, some belts we have is Tusa, anyone who's not always Mahajr is obviously not Frohmi. So, what's the difference with Hasiba? So that wasn't the way the Rama's. The Rama assumes there are Mahajr who will listen to Mishur Sadin, and then regular Jews keep the din. And therefore he's telling what's the chasila, what's the chomer v'yalma. Okay, kach nirulani is daiti. Kach nirulani is daiti. This is the way I think most are going to understand the Ramah. If someone wants to say, I have a different perspective on the world, I think whatever the Ramah says chomer v'yalma, he's saying, only like he's only a door should do it. I'm not going to fight with you. But that's the impression I get from most Achronim. I can't necessarily quote your chapter or verse. I mean, I can quote your Gilmar Shah right here, but that's not an impression for most of the Achronim. That's just one random thing that happens to be inside here. Which is not statistically significant. Now, here's, I just want to make one subtle point, and then we just have to fill in the Ramah that we skipped. Ready? There is another way of understanding the Shita of the Rash, not of the Rit, but the Rashba and the Smag. And I guess the Maharan. There's another way of understanding the Shita of the Rashba and the Smag. And that is, here it gets a little tricky. You have to read very carefully 80 times the Lashon of the Medayik and the Lashon of the Shas of Kut Yudbeis, which we're not going to Medayik 80 times. He clearly says something about being Midrabbanan, about it being a Midrabbanan problem. Okay, it's not clear exactly what he means, because there are various different angles you can call it Rabbanan, but the Mashmos of the Rashba himself, his Torah Abayis, which the Primit Godem says here in the beginning, ready? Actually, it's so close to the end, you can read with me if you want. At the beginning of the Mishnah Sozahav, in this second. Hine me'akri rabim ha'omrim sanhejin al-fin l'choli shirin gamkin dazlin abasar ruva. Mashikosev, de'chrim shalalech abas ha'akas, yudas ha'rashba. Okay, says, why should we eat them all together? That's the Rashba. Umin karbonim. The Rashba is only ma'akri of karbonim. He really agrees with the Rashba, the Raisa. Umin ha'tora mod ha'rashba d'mozul lech abas ha'akas. V'kak ma'ashba ba'aruf, in terms of like the aruf. There's an aruf in Kapsa version. Kops dying in Vegas, and parentheses tells where it is in the edition that we have. Okay, Mashma, there's debate about this. It says, and regarding, he says, he doesn't think the Rashba is really the other side of the Chachira. He thinks the Rashba agrees with the top side of the Chachira. He thinks the Rashba is only a Chumash Rabbanan because it looks bad. Right? And what did he say? Tainta, why do we think the right is bottle? He says, because after all, bilach, bilach, mino, bimino, everyone agrees that it's mutter. That's not plainly odd. That's the term in mutter. Now, obviously the Talmud says bilach, bilach, mino, is totally different things that are only coincidentally, called by, only coincidentally in adjacency mutter that have nothing to do with each other. But, okay, you understand, same for Primit Godem, at least in the Rashba, and I think if you read the Rashba, I think it's very subtle, I think if you read the Rashba on notice in the Primit Godem, a different pshat in the Primit Godem. This is one pshat, right? Maybe, and definitely the Rid. How do I know it's definitely the Rid? Because the Rid says Erchai Chathos. I should have brought in the Rid. Okay, you'll believe me, he just says that he compared it to, you don't know which Edom are lying. It's one of them is lying, one of them is truth, and you don't know which is which. So it's just like if you have three pieces of meat. One of them trays, two of them are kosher, you don't know which is which. So just like you shouldn't let both Edom testify in the same court case because one of them is a liar, you can't eat all pieces of meat because then you're eating trays and you're chayav chatos. So the Rid clearly thinks that it's the Raisa, he's on the Talo side of Chakira, but maybe you could say, and this is the kach pirish prima gadim, the das harashva, that it's a different svara. Really, they agree with the Rosh Mida Oraisa that it's nefach leheter. This whole chumra is only midrabbanan, even though nefach leheter, it looks bad because it looks like betzalos sai lehakir. It could look like you're eating eser, even though you're really not. So you could say that no, Mida Oraisa modim leharash, that it's the nefach leheter. Aval midrabanan, tichmiru shelo yehe nire keochel eser. It's only chumidrabanan because it looks like you're eating an eser here. It looks like eating an eser, but that's only a homer drabanan. Similar, midrabanan they're not. Midoraisa they're a little bit nefach leheter. Okay, if you say that, I actually think it's bonkers to say that, and I will tell you why in a moment. Here is a fascinating question. I'll tell you why right now. This is why I think so. According to the, and you'll tell me if you think this is a good proof in the Rashi or not. Let's say I have, one kosher piece and one tray piece, two kosher pieces, for example. The Rashi says I can't cook them all together, right? And how many pots do I have to cook them? Can I cook them all in two pots? Can I cook them in two pots? Interesting question, no? So I cook one in this pot and two in that pot, or three in this pot and four in that pot, right? Or six in this pot and seven in that pot. Can I cook them all in two pots? Okay, because they're not mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Just says you can't cook them together. But it's a foolish and shock to cut your babies in the beginning, meal the bashlo and shake the rishari. He has my clothes with the bashlo, that's some details. But everyone agrees the bashlo and shake the rishari, right? Everyone in the acronym. And the Rasta himself says you can bashlo and shake the rishari. I think if Bitsalo is right, and here I'm going to take some lumbus, I should also cook them in two pots. Why? Because one pot, let's say, the bashlo and shake the rishari. Here's a pot with one piece. And here's a pot with two pieces. If you take Derech A, then this is 67% likely to be mutter and 33% likely to be usser. This pot is 67% likely to be usser and 33% likely to be mutter. No? So why is the mutter cooking three pots in two pots? I should have to divide into three pots, according to the Talmud. If I'm really playing the odds, then if I divide into two pots, one pot has most of the pieces, so the odds of that pot is traced. So how do I solve the problem? But if you say, no, really, it's nefach leheter, it looks bad in drabanan to be vada eating eser, then as long as it's not 100%, it doesn't look bad. Right? If you take, and then you would think that this pot should be kosher, and that this pot should be traced. But if you say, no, the prima gadim is derech, that really this pot is 100% mutter, and this pot is 100% mutter, the question is that it shouldn't look like you're eating an isser. And here, it's 100% mutter, and doesn't look like vadai isser. Because after all, when you eat this pot, you say maybe this is another part. And this also is 100% mutter, and it doesn't look like vada yisr. Because you could say, maybe the yisr is in the other part. The gzeir drabbanan, there only goes around a vada. You shouldn't vada eat all of them. It's okay if you cook 9 in one pot and 10 in the other. It's 90% likely this pot is traced. It doesn't matter. You have an excuse. You have a fig leaf. It could be the yisr is in the other pot. And that's why Nirala means daiti betalel, and for sure, the shach that I'm about to tell you, that you're wrong according to all the Rishonim except for the Rid, and that it's really nefach leheter heter, because to matter, if it was really not nefach leheter heter, you should have to cook them in three pots and have each pot only have minority of the pieces to make sure that the odds are with you. If you can cook it in two pots, the matcha, one pot, has the majority, which means that it's likely to be usher, so why is it matter? It must be that it's really nefach leheter heter. Kach and nira la'anias daiti, halacha la'maisa, let's just do la'maisa.
Mutter levashel kulam bishtei kederos. Why? Because each kedera doesn't bad, I have the yeser. So it's mutter because what the machlok is bach and shach. What is the machlok between the bach and the shach? Machlok is mutter levashel kulam bishtei kederos, said the bach. Afilu im bishlam kodem shenoda haparoven. Says the Bach, even if you didn't know the tarovus yet, it's still what you're cooking in two kederos. We don't pass like the Bach, we pass like the Shach. Says the Shach, no, mutter rat im bishlam achar shenoda hatarovus. And all of the later achronim paskin, like the Shach to cut new bases, makes a lot of sense according to the long list I just said. Why did Moser cook him in two kederos? Because it was really nefat paheker. And when is that? Only after you diyas hatarovus. If I cook him in two kederos before you diyas hatarovus, then I can have a problem, because one kedera is probably traced. Okay, so that is the halacha l'maisa. Okay, I think this is almost all the halacha l'maisa. I'll just point out one question that the Achronim asked. Okay. Any other questions? So, halacha l'maisa, what the din tarov's yavishim dar she'eino chashov, that bottle barov? The din is, for Sfardim, one guy can eat them all, just don't eat them all at once, and don't cook them all at once. Cook them in two separate pots. Or three or four or five separate pots. For Ashkenazim, it's a chumrah to give one to a guy, you throw it out. I'll be strict then. You can't eat them all, but you can eat some of them and give another Jew some of them. And if you're really stuck and there's a loss of money involved, then once there's the idea of taros is never bad, or even if you mush them all together or cook them all together, it's still water. Okay. The now we just have to go to our moment guest. Yossi? If you could do the honors, please. So Hanum's reasoning.
No. If you use your fingers, it can zoom in and out.
Amazing. Something amazing about this technology that, like, whatever item you have, like, someone who's 12 can show you how to do a million more things with it than you thought you could. But that's okay. Because I know many times more than a 12-year-old about what's important in life.
Yes, mushroom lights not working for me now. Like, the argument you made, like, was very compelling, but just, like, the lashon of the shot, like, I don't know how to make sense of it right now. So before he says, oh, mushroom sure is like a stuffing not the rabbanon, he first says, like, before he says, oh, if you want to say the mitzvah speak lo nifnaska, he says, the hilchot posi padre fails, the hilchot are the kishar yisur mevlovin. Why?
Right, and I'm asking you the question of how can I say that if my kedera has most of the odds?
So you're saying it has
and I'm saying, because it's not Omer's in playing the odds. It's Omer is in not violating the Drabbanan of doing something that seems improper.
And then when we say Mide, let's say then we need to take the Suffolk approach. So all now Mide is saying it's a Suffolk, Drabbanan. But it's on Shabbat.
Ah, okay.
But in the second, in the one of the pots, you want to say the robe.
So here it, I did it in the beginning. You have an lashon of the shach, yesh lashon harbe. You have to read it 80 times before you get it down. And the basic you sowed, if you want to be mafrikni, is to say, even though everyone says drabanan, they don't mean it's drabanan to the other side of the hakira. Mm-hmm. They mean drabanan to min mamino's bottle of a robe, and they're assuming that each pot had at least three. It's not two in this pot and one in that pot. It's like three in this pot and six in that pot.
And or with Rosev.
Right. Or with, with Rosev is not in the meter. Okay, so I'm going to say let's leave that a little bit disarming for now. How much of a mic do we agree? Let's leave the lumbus for needing more work. Now, let's just ask one last question. Ready? You ready, Elon, for one last question? Okay. What about this funny case? Sherlock Holmes case. Why do I call it Sherlock Holmes? Well, one of 3 days in the shach, right? Did you notice one of 3 days in the shach was from
Sounded like it was from Sherlock Holmes? No? Okay.
How about Taroves, Yavesh B'Yavesh, Min B'She'eino Mino? What's the din of Min B'She'eino Mino, Yavesh B'Yavesh?
Now, before, like, what's going to be Mino, for example? Apples and oranges. One trace apple and three kosher oranges. Now, obviously, that's a joke, right? If there's one trace apple and three kosher oranges, you just eat the oranges and not the apple. How do you ever have a case of Tarovis, Yavish the Yavish, if the things are each integral and did not mush into each other, and yet they're different meaning? Why don't you just see what they are and eat the kosher min and not the trace min? You know, classic example, I have, you know, lard, and I have ham, one slice of ham, and three cucumbers. Yes, you're going to say, oh, you know. Okay, that's not much of a throw. Even cucumbers and don't eat your ham. So how can you even have a case?
You peel.
You peel the ham and the cucumbers?
Apples and potatoes.
You peel apples and you peel the potatoes. You can feel the difference between an apple and a potato. What? Ah, so what's the case?
Says the Shach. One possibility is, right, katichos dakos. How dakos? Not as dak as flour or powder, because then that would be lach balach. But they're small pieces. You know what? If you have, you know, apples and even apples and potatoes. You know, if the apples and potatoes, they're not flour, but they're small pieces of apples and potatoes, then it gets very hard to tell what's an apple, what's a potato, right? Or if you have, you know, chicken and ham, chicken and I don't really know what ham looks like so long, but whatever. Chicken and ham, and they're small pieces, it might be hard to tell what's the chicken, what's the ham. So that's one possibility, katichos dakos. What's another possibility?
Yain that's supposed to show.
Well, that's what he quotes from the, that's what he rejects. Let's go in order.
The other case is this, right?
Right, all of a sudden I get a phone call, right? I have prepared a feast for you and your family and the housekeeper. Please come to my house. I have delicious veal and delicious chicken and delicious, what's another min? What?
Horse.
No. I have delicious chicken and delicious veal and delicious fish. One of them is trace, so give it to the housekeeper, right? The trace one is, then all of a sudden he dies of a heart attack. Right? Isn't that a great story? I'll never know which is the trace one. He's dead. The information went to the grave with him. Now I have three totally different meanings. Chicken, meat, and fish. As different as it gets. Two of them are kosher, one of them is trace, and there's no way to know because he's dead. Okay, that's the second case of the shot. Now, obviously, why don't you say Sherlock Holmes? Sherlock Holmes was here, this wouldn't be a cover of it. He would obviously know which was kosher, which was trace. But assuming that we're not Sherlock Holmes. What?
Is it Chetcher Media playing things?
No, Chetcher Media means the information is in the world, but you don't know how to access it. If he's there, the information is not in the world. That's not Chetcher Media.
Sherlock Holmes.
What? Ah, you know, I was about to say, not Chetcher Media called a door. Okay, let's assume there are no Sherlock Holmes nowadays. You know, he's a fictional character.
His morale.
What?
His morale.
You and your world. But,
right? Gimel Minen Shonim Ve Nemar Lo She'echad Mehem Aser Ve Lo Nemar Lo Ezo Mehem.
Right? Okay. The third possible is when he quotes from the Maharai.
Here it's going to be a little tricky, I admit. Says the Maharai, he says very easy.
He says, maybe the things are exactly the same, but have a different shame. Right? Mashakasav, etc. Chalukin v'shmam v'shavin v'mara. Right?
Shavin v'mara v'chalukim v'shmam. They look exactly the same, but they have a different shame. And remember, the Ramah goes Basar Shmat. He says different meaning if it is a different shame. Okay, so maybe if it's chalut of a shame, that could be a problem. The Shach disagrees with this, because the Shach says we don't go Basar Shmat. We go Basar Taima. So what does the Shach say instead, though? The Shach says instead, Shavim Bimare, V'chalukim, V'tamam. Right? Maybe there are things that look exactly alike but have different tastes. Like, I don't know, apple and potato, big pieces. I don't know, one is hard, one is soft. No, I'm a fan of mushy potatoes.
But if it is you find one, you do one with like a flat one on and a nose clip, then you can't tell what's good.
Really? Excellent. Okay. So you don't have to make chatikos dakos of apple and potato. Right? You make chatikos dakos of ham and chicken. But apple and potato, they're cubed. Right? They look the same. They taste different. They're different meaning, but they look the same. Here, interestingly, the Prichadash disagrees. The Prichadash says, whenever you get a goy to taste it, that doesn't count as tarulis. Just get a goy to taste it, and he'll sort out the tarulis for you. We normally say, since we don't rely on goy, we don't assume that way. Okay, so here you can have weird scenarios. How likely are any of these scenarios to happen in your everyday life? Highly unlikely. But let us see what the din would be. What is the din? So there are three opinions that the Torah, two opinions, okay. What is the din? The Pashat Pshat is that, what is the din? One possibility is Batel V'Rov. Right? Because why not? Achri Rav Mahatos. There's no missing this time to the Yavish B'Yavish. Why? Svara is Achri Rabim Lehatos Z'ein Nesina's Tom, right? That's a good svara. The second svara is that of the Sefer Truma and the Rai. The first one, I think the Torah says Lechora, right? That's what it's seen. Say the Sefer Truma and the Ran, that it is Batel V'Rov Min HaTorah. But me derabbanan be'inan shishim. Why do you think min b'she'ino mino yavish b'yavish would they would have been golder shishim me derabbanan? Shem go put me together and that'll become lach b'lach, right? What's the svara? The svara is shema yavashla b'yachas. Right? Maybe you'll cook them. If it was a tarobus of less than 1 to 60, then if you cook them, it would become trace according to the Rashba. So, maybe you'll cook them. Of course, one could ask, that's very nice, if, according to the Rashba, but according to the Rush, even if it was 1 to 2, if you cook them, it would be okay. So what's the Rush going to say? So here, the Afronim all have different opinions. The Mitzvah's coin is something very fancy, schmancy to say. You can look it up if you want. But I'll tell you two pshatim. There's a sefer called Nefesh Chayim that says, Zera Atu, if you cook them before you be a tatarubis, which is also according to the Rush. And the Isser, and the simple pshat might just be that, the simple pshat might be, just Zera Atu, a different case of lach b'lach m'sheino mino. Not shifty. Which is, I guess, really the same as cooking together before you do satoros. Okay, shemi yibashlim yachad, and that, or, oh, atu, harovis, lach b'lach min b'sheino mino. Right, you could just say, no, I mean, most people say, because you might cook them together, which at least runs the rasp, and you're saying they're zero. It's only 1 to 2, or 1 to 3, or 1 to 10. If you cook them together, it'll be trace. So they're not there unless you have 1 to 60. But you could also say, no, zero asu, a totally different case of lach lach and mishen omino. After all, min mishen omino is definitely something you'd be confused with something that's the right side.
Back to the shot, to his last answer he gave, he said it's supposed to be that things which by definition are are different in the shame are different in time.
Yeah, so he wants to say that that they and as what he was saying is maybe they didn't even really mean different shame. Either they
meant the sheet doesn't mean the Marai didn't mean it.
Yeah, maybe he didn't even really mean it.
That doesn't mean they have that square with this whole vehement disagreement with the
right. So it could be more in the box than the other Achronim. Meaning he's saying at least some Achronim they didn't really mean it. Either they meant to write Tom or Minastan, they wrote shame, and every day different shame is different Tom. Do we know what the Maharai himself held? We know the Yisra Hesed was like thrown off. The Maharai, do we know what he held? Back in Tzadiches? You're saying it would be funny if he knows that the Maharai is a little different than him, then what's he making a big deal about? That's what you're saying to me?
I originally thought that the Shafi'i brain himself thought this way. You're saying for sure that the he's not describing his own feeling.
One second. Repeat what you just said.
Yeah, it can't be that the Shah himself believes this idea of Chalukim Mishma, some of them Chalukim Mishma, Chalukim Mishma.
Why not?
Because then there should have just been answered.
No, he's making the Stam case. Obviously, there are rare cases which we heard argued in the Ramah that. He's making the common case. Okay. Anyway, back to there is a third Shita, which is the Shita of the Maharai himself, which they very radical Shita. Says the Maharai himself, he says, nope, Sarech Shishim Min HaTorah. This is a very big Kiddush. Why do you mean Shishim Midoraisa? Of course, Shishim is only if you have Tam to Iker. And here, you don't have anything to Tam because they never give Tam to each other. So here, the Svara starts. Ian, he doesn't really say his Svara very clearly. It could be, go back to Chavos Dachos and the Tzadikas, that maybe Shishim is really Allah, the most Christine, to not give them Tam. Maybe it's Lashita say that he thinks it depends on shame. So the Svara is not 100% clear. Svara is not 100%, but Ulai Shishim Eino Mishom Tam Ela Gzeiras HaKosov. Right? Remember we had a Chavadas who said that to explain the Ramah, and that would go together with Ramah, and it would go together with Basar Shem as opposed to Basar Tam. Okay, these are the three opinions. Either, and it's a very rare case, which we'll hardly ever have, either it's Basar Barov, or you need Shisha Midrabanan, or you need Shisha Min HaTorah. How do we paskin? We'll see in a moment. We pass like the middle Shita. You need Shisha Midrabanan. The fact that only Rabbanan will have enough Mino, let's see. First, let's read the Ramah that we skipped. We owe ourselves a few lines of Ramah. So let us go back to Sif Aleph, to the Ramah, where we left off, which is right before the base of the Taz. The call objections are Bemino, Al Shalo Bemino Ve'in Makiro, if it's Mim She'in Omino, and you don't know which is which. I feel Yav Dior Sar Shishim, you need Shishim. Ve'in Chelab Kol Zab, Ve'in Ma'isr, Midor Banan, Omidor Raisa, Ve'ayan, Lekamas, and Tuf Kafez, and Sar Bukin, Omidamad, which we already discussed a little in Simon Kuf Beis. Okay, what does the Ramah say? Okay, how do we know it's Rabbanan? It's pretty clear. This that we paskin. Now, here we just get one machlokas. What's our one machlokas? Hold on a second. We only need Shishim Midrabanan. What if the answer that fell in the first place is only Mr. Rabbanan? Were they still those who need Shishim Midrabanan? Or maybe they were only those who need Shishim Midrabanan when the answer started out being Doraisa. This is a machlokas between the Shach and the Shah of the Ramah, even though the Shah himself tries to claim the Ramah agrees with him, but the Pashtos of the Ramah, and that's the Grah here says very, the Grah here says very explicitly, don't believe anything you read in the Shah. Says the Grah, Gazru, Ditzrichim, Shishim, Afilu, in
ha'iser shenafal haya iser derabanan. Even if only this rabbanan got mixed with other pieces, they were still gozer in ishishim. The Shach, and he thinks the Ramah agrees with this, even though it's against the Pshat meaning of the Ramah, the Ramah says it makes no difference to Rice or Rabbah. He says, no, that's going on 2 lines ago, which is very dumb. Says the Shach, no. Gozer Rak, Im Ha'isr Shenafal Haya, Isr D'Oraisa. The Low, Al Isr D'Rabbanan. So he would say, going back to the case, is it the case that the guy died of a heart attack and one of these three was treating Daraisa? He would admit, no, it's a problem, you need Shishin. But if one of these three was only treating Rabbanan, if the guy called and what did he say to me? He said to me, you should know. I left you five cucumbers. One of them, I left you five cucumbers. I actually wrote 1 through 5 on them. Because one of them is Tzvichei Shviyas, which is Usher Drabbanan, and its number, and he died of a heart attack. Then the Shach would say, well, since only Usher Drabbanan that got mixed in here, I left you a vegetable platter with 8 different vegetables. I left you a platter with carrots, cucumbers, kohlrabi, zucchini, radishes, peppers, and, don't help me out here, tomatoes. And that's only 7. Is there another vegetable? And celery. And one of them is Tzvichei Shviyas. The one that Tzvichei Shviyas is, and he died of a heart attack, right? So I don't know which is us Drabbanan. The Shach would say, bubble 1 and 7. Because you don't need Shishim if it was only Drabbanan to start with.
Tomatoes?
What part of these tomatoes? Okay, so. Rabbi Kudeder points out that the Shach and Kol Seik Seika is only made of Makom Hepsed. Shach Simon Kof Yod, quoted in Rabbi Kudeder here, was only made of Makom Hepsed. Lemaisa is never going to happen anyway. So we don't need to figure out the exact Makra. And I think we're done with Simon Kof Tes. If we do not have more questions. Yossi, go get the board, please. Okay. Simon took good. Let's at least start. What day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
Ooh, harsh. Okay. After Shay, we only have 2 more shiurim in Hilchot Tavruos. So I'm going to have to speed ahead a little today. The first 2 Se'ifim and Kofiyot are really not hard. So it's going to be difficult. The first 2 Se'ifim and Kofiyot are filling in more Dvarim Hashuvim that aren't bustled. Anyone want to give me a list of the 2 Dvarim Hashuvim we saw so far that aren't bottom?
Birya
and Chaturu Liskati. Now there's more. First is a machloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. Right? And they're not talking about birya, we say, is only from an animal. Chaturu Liskati is classically from an animal. They're arguing, they happen to be arguing in Orla about vegetable, about vegetarian food, and this is what's called Darash of a Minyan, although it's a little tricky to call it Darash of a Minyan because not everyone agrees with that Hagdara. So, what are the 3 Shitas? 1, you have the Chachamim. Say the Chachamim, only 6 things.
are not bata. What if I'm saying it goes a teres and we bone a badem and toke krov? Six really, really fancy schmancy fruits and vegetables that are so kosher they aren't bata. Only six things. How many things does Rabbi Akiva say for so kosher that it's not bata?
Seven.
Says Rabbi Akiva. No. Seven things. What does he add?
Bread.
He adds
bread.
Kikros. Well, whose bread?
No.
The bread from the angel's bread? Or my wife's challah?
The bakery.
What?
My wife's challah. That's clearly what he had in mind. This is Rosh HaKodesh. So the angel's bread, that's not so kosher. It's angel's bread. You buy it in any supermarket. Ah, but the rabbit says challah, that's kosher. People talk about it worldwide. Kikros shel balabayis, homemade loaves are obviously more kosher than bakery loaves. Okay, now you might ask me, depends who's wrong. All right, just say it. Let's don everyone the chas toys. Right? But then comes Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, nope. Says Rabbi Meir, dover sheben minyan. Anything counted is not bato. Now you should know, in halacha l'maisa, when it comes to Rabbi Yavish B'Yavish, more often than not, the thing ends up being chashuv. Most things are not bottle yavish b'yavish. Because if it's not a birya and it's not configured with a skabe, it's probably a dover sheben minyan. Something counted, what does it mean? When you count things, that gives them chashivas. The, some things you don't count. If I would go to a store to buy, if I would go to a store to buy cucumbers, you ever see anyone count how many cucumbers they're selling me when they ring it up at the cash register?
I count how many I want.
Okay, but you count, no. Do you count how many you're selling? Like they say each cucumber is 10 cents, 20 cents. I have no idea what's cucumbers. No, they're not important enough to count the cucumbers. However, let's say I'm not going to buy cucumbers. I'm going to buy eggs, right? They count the eggs. You pay per egg, right? So in the old days, what would it be? There were some things which they would count. There were so close they would count. They would say, aha, it's a dinar each one, or whatever, or a fruit to each one, let's count it out. And there were some things they would say, okay, here's like a basketful. You know, a basketful is, you know, is an isher. The coin. Or punjo, whatever it may be. Right? So, if you count something, obviously it means it's more chashuv. So, dover sheben minyan ein batel. However, here, you have two different shitas in the Amoraim as to what Rabbi Meir said. What are the two shitas? We should go from Makel to Machmir, right? So we'll start with Rabbi Yochanan. 3.1 says Rabbi Yochanan, es shedarko limnos shaninu. Shaninu means the proper gears of the Mishnah, es shedarko limnos. His gears of the Mishnah was es shedarko limnos. As opposed to Reish Lakish, who said, Chol Shedarko Limnos Shaninu. Rish Lakish says, Chol Shedarko Limnos Shaninu. Okay. What is the difference between Esh Shedarko Limnos and Chol Shedarko Limnos? The Talif? Yossi?
Esh is one of the specific things where it's which kind of common what it's called is Shaninu.
So, the, almost, but Esh Shedarko Limnos, these things that are all that are always counted, that are always sold by units. Like, if it's only something that's so chashuv that you never sell a whole bunch. You never say, take a box full. Right? Eshadar Kulimo means things always sold by count. That's very chashuv things. What is Kol Shadar Kulimos? Things that are sometimes sold by count. You see, Reish Lakish is super machmir. Anything which you ever count when you sell it is chashuv enough to not be bottled. Reish Lakish, he's really somewhat machmir. No, sometimes you will count when it's not bottled. That's not so chashuv. Only some people count them. If you always count them, then they're chashuv and they're not bottled. And Rabbi Kiva Chama is saying, I don't care if you always count them. Only super schmitty things are kosher. Super fancy things are kosher.
Only like the you know the biggest luxury items are kosher, are kosher. Okay, that's the basic question. Now we just have to figure out how we pasken. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Do we pass like Rechamim, like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rish Lakish? Let's put in some Rishonim. Which Rishon passes for Rabbi Akiva? The Rambam. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. Although he adds that it's lav dafka. Meaning, it's not these seven things. In your society, whatever is as important as these seven things, you know, like the seven most important fruits and vegetables in your society or whatever, that's the Rambam. However, most Rishonim pass in like Rabbi Meir. Most Rishonim pass in like Rabbi Yochanan's version of Rabbi Meir. That's the Torkos and the Ri, and the Smag, and the Smak, and the Rini Ruchim, the Chumas Adeshen, the Ri, and Tosos, the Smag, the Smak, the Rabbini Yeruchim, Rishi Yavaz, Rini Ruchim, the Chumas Adeshen. Basically, mainstream Ashkenazic Rishonim pass in like Rabbi Yochanan's version of Rabbi Meir. The Rambam pass in like Rabbi Akiva. And the Isser Beheter, and the Shah quotes this in the Sefer Truma as well. The Shah. Where is this? Not there, but there. The Shah in some test quotes from the Sefer Truma and the but the most quotes from the Isser Beheter. The Isser Beheter, and if you are quoting Marshall, quote this from some acronym, the Marshall, the Bach, I know these are acronym, the Shari Dura, and they also quote this in the Sefer Truma. Okay, so there's a decent number of Rishonim and some acronym who paskin like Rish Lakish Supermacher. Let's see how he paskin. Let's read the Makasher. Says the Makasher, it looks like. Dover Choshev Oser Bemino Bekolshu, and Dover Choshev Asers Bemino Min Bemino Bekolshu. Here we have a big machlokas. And what about Mimshaino Mino? Is it only Mimshaino? What about Mimshaino Mino? Again, it would be really hard to have Dover Choshev Mimshaino Mino. You're not going to take little pieces, right? Because then it's not so Choshev, right? But then, you know, you have to say, again, someone calls you on the phone, says, I left you one egos baden, and one mimos baden, and one egos peras, and one tilsay crow, and one tikur balbayas, etc. And one of them is trace, and the trace one is, again, dying of a heart attack, you're getting sick of that by now. So, min shein amino would be bustle. There are only those are min amino, which is, I guess, more of a normal case. Here, the shach says lavdafka. After all, there are mafasting earlier. Even min fish and amino. And the Gros says, no, he means a dafka. So, okay, what about min bishen eino mino of a davar chashav? Says the shach eino batel, and the mechaber's lav dafka. Says the Gros, no, it's batel. Pashal mechaber says it's batel. Lomai says it's almost impossible that it would actually happen in real life if there was a davar chashav min bishen eino mino. Okay. Let's one the kolshu, even one in a gazillion. They ain't shit with verb, just they do it. Goes a perech. Okay. They bring in our clothes, what a goes a perech means. But it doesn't really matter. First, you go to Baden. Chavios stumos, closed barrels. Chilfos, trudden, stalks of terid. Kilfay krug, and of krug. The delatsi vannis, this kind of gourd. The kikros of all bites, and homemade loaves. The pain he has to be else, bali chayim, live animals. Balei chayim are also shumim in the tehillim, right? Why isn't that listed in the 6 and the 7? Why the animals of a foolish gemara? The gemara, the whole eighth parak of zochim. What's the eighth parak of zochim about? Karmanos, they get mixed up, right? Apostle karmanos, the kasha karmanos, the tzeder says they're all apostle. Gemara says, why not have mitzvah rov? Says because balei chayim are not apostle. Why weren't they in the mishnah? They weren't in the Mishnah because the Mishnah was only talking about, it was a Mishnah that says Arlok, and it was only talking about vegetable products. So the Mishnah isn't talking about Balei Chaim. Balei Chaim also not bottled. Isn't Balei Chaim already covered by Beria? Isn't every Balei Chaim covered by Beria?
What's the
What if it's not Nisrielso?
Exactly. Guri is only Kazasa Mitsilos Brielso. What if it's not? Shor Nisko is the example, right? Lo Yoko Sar, right? Morning Seder. That's not Asa Mitsilos Brielso. So that's an example of Chayim, which would not be Bakal. Good. That's exactly what the Shas says here. Chashumen in the table, Shar Dvarim, Afri Shar Dvarim, Lindos, even though you tap them, are Bakal, or all of Mashiurim. If you're Sephardi, the answer is Pashat. If you're Sephardi, seven things are not Bakal, but everything else is Bakal. Now I'm skipping the Ramban, and continuing in the Machaber, called Dar Shu Chashol, Vnei Makhame, Makobos. To go and go to the car, you want to buy bear so also as man, and also because you will see Hashibus of also much also as man. Anything which is utter in your place, like these things were Hashem. Anything as important to you as these things were important in Eretz Yisrael and David Tanaim is not Bakal. Because it goes by your time and place. Well, who's great? Well, teaching us those will come and call Bakal. These only mentioned because in all places in the old days, these were Hashem. Who has been called Yisrael and Shabbat Kobos? Likewise, anything in your place. Okay, so you have to use your judgment. If you're Sephardi, what's as chashuv as these things, what is it? Okay, if I'm Sephardi, I have to develop a judgment. What's as chashuv as these things in our days? Right, we're not having to say parach. I don't know what it goes to parach. I mean, it's my cloak. You can try to look it up. It's my cloak is what it goes to parach means. And maybe it means for a place called parach. I mean, don't know where that is. It doesn't mean rent or not. Right, those are already goes. It's not even a parach. And I don't know what remote and baden are. A remote from baden. But I don't know what baden, where baden is or what kind of remote they have there. So you have to use your judgment. But what does the Ramah say? Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omer, the Chodavar Sheva Minyan, the Haimish Adarko, the Loso Tamid, Eino Batel, Chedo again. Yesh Omer, something you always count as not Batel. And that is Minhag Ashkenaz. Okay, let me read one more line. Hadavar Chashin, a Batel, and your Batel, 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 Kup and Kup Aleph. If the something is right, whether or not it's kosher, we go with Kula. Okay, who's the Ramah possibly like? Something that's always counted is not Bato. Who she did that? Something that's always counted is not Bato. Rabbi Elkanon. This is the Psaf of the Ramah. What is the Kachua point out? There's a big machlokis Rishonim and Achronim are egg bottle and that. That's a trace egg bottle and kosher egg. Number one, they discussed it at Birya. We already discussed that. Number two, they say, well, eggs, you sometimes count, sometimes don't. So it's my home, so you're going to be sluggish. What does the Biscuit Chuba say nowadays? Is a trace egg bustle or not? Are eggs sometimes counted nowadays or always counted?
Always.
Always. I've never been to a supermarket where they don't count the eggs. You always pay per egg.
That's not because of their kashidas. It's because of their breakability. They can't do it by weight. It has to be in set cartons.
Fascinating.
Meat all by weight.
What?
You buy the meat all by weight, and that's a lot more expensive
than
more
cautious. Okay, that's not a Zoroshimian. Might be because you lose copy. Mm-hmm. Okay,
same thing. The case of the egg is more like a chunk of the
egg. Okay. Okay, interesting. Nonetheless, I hear the talking. Nonetheless, I think it would be Machlal, the did.
Why?
Even if you say,
bottles of water or Zoroshimian.
I see the hours late. I didn't get as far as I wanted to get. Let me just point out one more thing, and then we'll break, and we'll continue Reis Hashem on Sunday. The Shach says, Yesh Machmirim like Reish Lakish. And the Taz says, Yesh Machmirim like Reish Lakish. Hold on. Which, by the way, is a big homer. Yesh Machmirim like Reish Lakish. The Shach is much made noted that way, although it's not 100% clear. Says the Taz and the Achronim, says the Taz and others, like the Aruch HaShulchan, etc. Yesh lahachmir shelo b'mako hefsid. Okay, what kind of hefsid is a good question. The Prevodot says, if there's no hefsid in Merubah, you should be machal like Rish Lakish. The Aruch HaShulchan says, that's ridiculous. Even if there's a hefsid, stop. It really is a minority sheet in the show, and it's in your abundance to start. But this is a big chumra. Instead, it concludes the Taz that we're machmir like Reish Lakish if it's not bako hefsid, which means that a lot of things are not bako. Like, for example, an apple. You ever buy an apple at a bodega? How do they sell the apple? You ever went to a bodega?
Apple by apple.
Apple by apple. Each apple is 50 cents. When I lived in Los Angeles. No, maybe that's a dollar. I have no idea. Right? They sell you each, they charge for each apple. Some people charge for each apple. If some people charge for each apple, then according to your selection, it's kol shadar b'lindos, and apples are not bottle. As a matter of fact, most things are like that nowadays.
What?
They'll charge by Apple. They'll charge a lollipop. You ever notice, like, in candy stores, like, they can sell the kids each lollipop for 10 cents? So a lollipop, not bottle.
And there's little machine,
not
a gumball also.
What?
25 cents for a gumball.
Ah, so there's a little machine, 25 cents for a gumball?
There's nothing that ever gives up, you can find it.
No, right. No one charges for a grain of rice.
Not yet.
Popcorn. No one charges for a piece of popcorn. Raisins. There's still plenty of things that no one charges for beef. Cucumbers. I'm pretty sure there's no one who charges
for
cucumbers.
I'm sure there's a cucumber. You can charge for cucumbers.
Really?
I'm sure.
Okay, that's the problem.
But it's because they're full, so therefore not make them cross over, or because
it's a... Is it a democracy buy, you're asking? It's a great question. Yes. Nerlin is dicey. Either it's a SIBA or it's a low good. Nerlin is dicey. Okay. We'll have to continue this conversation. We have to shut on Sunday. So we have two more shiur. We're going to get as far as we can get in Hilchos Harulos. And then the rest for you to fill in Beis Manan. After Pesach, we have a lot to learn. We have to learn about Machli Akum. And we have to learn about Tzilas Kelim. And we have to learn about Hagalas Kelim. So we have a lot to learn after Pesach.
Now, hold on.
Yes. As well.